Hello, and welcome to Unlaced with Chalk and Bates. I'm Madison Chalk.
And I'm Evan Bates, and we're Olympic ice dancers for Team USA.
Woohoo! Well, hi, Evan.
Hi, Maddie. I'm fired up. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I feel like all of our time is spent running around, being physically active, running from thing to thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not often that we get to just sit down in a room together and just have a conversation.
Oh, you feel like you're not getting enough time with me.
A I good old-fashioned conversation where we're not on our phones, except I'm holding my phone in my hand. And we're just talking to each other.
Yeah, I love chatting with you. I'm really excited to just be here and sit with you and hear your thoughts.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I think I'd love to recap our summer. We've had probably, I mean, for me, this has felt like the best summer of my life. So I just love to talk about that and gauge like where this summer ranks in all of your summers. So yeah, let's just talk about
what
we did this summer.
We'll do a summer rewind or a summer recap.
Yeah, summer recap, rewind, recap it.
Okay, where do you want to start? Well, I guess summer technically is like June.
If we're going to rewind, we should start at the beginning of summer, right?
June
1st.
What happened in June? No, June 21st, but we got married on June 20th.
Yes.
Almost the longest day of the year. The best day of our lives.
Oh, by far.
What do you want to share about the wedding?
Well, I want to share a little bit. Let's rewind to like a little bit before the wedding, because to me, the lead up was where it got super exciting. Like that 1 month.
Okay, we'll do a pre-summer rewind recap. So the lead up. Well, really, the lead up was like almost a year and a half in the making, because the first, you know, first steps. Well, I proposed to you in June of 2022.
Oh, great! I love June.
So that's
great
2 years ago. That's when we agreed to marry one another. That's where it all started, and then we were wondering if we should do a destination wedding or a Montreal wedding. Mm-hmm. We even visited some sites in Montreal.
Yeah, we did.
But ultimately, it just didn't feel right.
Yeah. We also, where else did we look? We researched Italy. You have some Italian heritage. But, you know, we really settled on Hawaii because...
We settled on Hawaii.
I wouldn't because say settled. Because, we just found Hawaii to just be so magical.
Well, you also have some family ties to Hawaii.
I do. My dad is from Hawaii, born and raised. My parents both went to U of H. They both got married in Hawaii. So I've got a lot of great... roots in Hawaii.
Still have aunts and uncles,
still
cousins.
Still have aunts and uncles, cousins, lots of family in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So not so much a destination wedding for them.
Yeah. But for my family, I would say, pardon me. For my family, I would say it was probably like 95% first time visiting Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which really added a lot because, can I have a drink of water? I feel like I have just a... Excuse me.
What your whistle?
The water's out of reach.
I'll have a drink too. That's better.
For fresh, my family...
Fresh glacial water. Just kidding, it's not glacial.
It was almost everybody's first trip to Hawaii, which was really exciting because there was just an added like sense of adventure, of newness.
It was also a bit like a family reunion because a lot of your family... just came and got together, all your parents, siblings.
Yeah, a lot of aunts and uncles. Yeah. I come from two big families, so I have four aunts and uncles on either side. Or no, four sets of aunts and uncles on either side. So that really multiplies quickly.
It does.
And it really ended up being amazing because a lot of people came to Hawaii for the wedding.
Yeah, and we're so grateful they did.
We really are. I mean, the last time... that my dad's side had all gotten together like that was 2016.
I remember that family reunion on the lake. That was fun. I was invited to that.
Was that 2016? Was that it? Yeah, that must have been it. We went on a little boat cruise in Minnesota.
Yeah, that was so cute.
That was cute. Anyways, so the lead up, right? So we selected Hawaii. I did a lot of research online and just had so much fun finding vendors. You know, like my phone knew that we were getting married, obviously, because
talking about it all the time in front of it.
And so my algorithm became, 100% wedding stuff.
Same. Mine still is pretty wedding centric. I get the wedding reels, the ideas still.
We're in that demographic, I would say.
I like it. I enjoy the wedding content, honestly. I loved it. Yeah.
And I honestly, it was so helpful. I actually found some of our vendors through Instagram.
Yeah.
Seeing I don't use Pinterest. You use Pinterest?
I used it like
Pinterest.
A mood board.
Where I would just see something inspirational, mm-hmm. and then I would see, you know, who was tagged. And go down a rabbit hole and found a lot of useful contacts.
You really did. I mean, I joked a lot that Evan was my groomzilla, which he was, but minus the Zilla part. He was just so thorough in his research that all I really had to do was say yes, no, or oh, maybe this, maybe that. But
no, that's not true.
No, you were so super thorough. I had some ideas that I knew I wanted. And then you just executed it.
I love to dig into a project, but you can't say that you were totally hands off. I mean, this was really your. This is really a big dream of yours was to get married in Hawaii, which mm-hmm. I think was also really why we settled on Hawaii. Because at one point we were going back and forth, and you were like, you know, I think it's been my dream since I was little to get married in Hawaii. And I was like, well, geez,
that makes it easier.
The point is made. I mean. Then the deal is made. Then we're doing that. Of course. We're going to make your dream wedding come true. Who am I to stand in your way?
Dream guy making my dream wedding come true.
I'm not going to stand in your way of you and a dream Hawaiian wedding. You know, and I loved it. I enjoyed it. And my family loved it. Anyways, we have just gotten our wedding video recently and watched it.
We watched the trailer. We didn't get the whole thing yet.
I think that is the video.
That's no, that was just the trailer. Don't we get another video?
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Oh, we should follow up because we watched it 20 times.
We watched it 20 times.
It's
but
so
we
fun.
Got the trailer, which is a really fun little minute and a half or 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also got the vows, we got the speeches, and what else?
Some footage from the welcome event.
Yeah.
Anyways, so back to the wedding.
Back to the wedding.
I was just thinking about the lead up to the wedding, and I would say things really started to feel like they were coming together about a month out before the wedding. We had to make all these small little decisions here and there, and things were just coming together really quickly, and it all felt so real, it was happening. It was this thing that we had been planning for 2 years, and at that time we were have maybe a phone call with our planner once every 2 months, maybe.
Maybe once a month.
Maybe once a month. Okay, but it was on the back burner. Yeah, we were oh, we're so organized. We've got such a jump on things. And then the month right before the wedding, I was like, oh my gosh, there's still so much to plan and organize and decide on.
Yeah, and I kept getting all these new ideas too.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the algorithm was just spouting out all sorts of
it was spamming
trendy,
us.
Cool, ideas for your wedding. And then we were like, oh,
we should do these.
We have to give our guests personalized matchbooks. Of course.
Okay, that one didn't really end up happening.
No, we didn't do all of them. We had to nick some of them, but we were adding last second stuff. Some great last second ads, I would say, the fans that we just got on Amazon at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Those were so necessary. It was so warm that day.
So we just placed them on the seats for the ceremony for our guests to fan themselves.
Yeah.
And have a little souvenir.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we add at the end? The seashells?
You know, what was really fun was when we were in Hawaii. Well, we did custom gift tote bags. I found this great vendor on Etsy. We got to customize our tote bags for our guests. But then when we were in Hawaii together, I was there a week before with my parents just hanging out. Also, that was just such a fun time to just be in Hawaii with my parents and have that quality time with them. Really appreciated and enjoyed that. And then you arrived and we got to do some fun little wedding tasks together, which was putting together the rest of our gift bags. We went shopping, found this adorable boutique. The Red Pineapple, it's in Waikiki. If anyone is planning to go to Waikiki, you should definitely check out this boutique. It's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
The owner and the shop workers are so nice, and they were super helpful, and we ended up finding some great things for our gift bags there.
Some really cool prints.
Really cool prints. Really cool prints that we used for our welcome event.
Just
we
as
put
decor.
Them on. Yeah, we put them on the tables as the centerpieces, and now we get to keep them as artwork, as a memory from our wedding, which is just super cool. So in love with those. So that was really fun. I enjoyed driving around Hawaii with you and going on those little wedding adventures. But yeah, there were just like things to do. We had a meeting with our wedding planner out there, so we were just kind of bopping back and forth. But who doesn't mind driving around Hawaii? I could drive around Hawaii.
You know, they say day. Like your wedding day goes by so fast, and it's so true.
Oh my gosh, they're so right.
It's and they so say true.
That you won't be able to eat anything. And I was like, I'm going to eat. I love eating. I'm for sure going to make time to eat.
We ate nothing.
I had maybe like 2 bites of my salad and then like 2 bites of my fish. And that
but
was
we
it.
Had appetizers yeah, and cocktails.
They had the appetizers ready for us, which I was greatly appreciative of. But yeah, I remember coming back to the table after we did photos and dancing and other things. And my bite on my fork was still loaded that I had meant to take. And yeah, I never got the chance to take that last bite.
Yeah, it goes by so fast.
Well, not last and then bite, as soon third as bite.
I woke up the next day and I was like, oh, can we do it again? Like, it was so fun.
It was so fun.
It was so great. And I would say like the number one thing that I liked the most about the day of the wedding was that I think it was the most hugs I've ever Aww. Experienced in one day. I hugged so many people that day and everybody had like the most genuine sense of joy. Not just for us, but I felt like they were having a good time too.
That's
I mean,
the
they
best
were happy
feeling, yeah.
for us, but everybody just seemed really happy. And I think Hawaii does that to you, and then weddings do that to you. So yeah. A wedding in Hawaii, it's just like so joyful.
And then you know how sometimes when you're like smiling all day or you have to take a lot of photos or things
yes.
like that,
and
your face hurt and your
sore.
Cheeks hurt. My cheeks did not hurt, but I was smiling all day. It was
it's
just
true.
Like joy just emanating from me, and my face was just happy to smile. That
yeah.
was just the state that it was in.
But it was so natural. It wasn't forced and it wasn't fake. And
yeah.
you know, we didn't get those stale cheeks. It was so lovely.
Oh, it was just the best. It really was the best. If I could relive any day of my life, it would be that day.
Yes. Me too. So would I. But we
can't. The only thing that was missing was Henry and Stella. But they wouldn't have liked the heat.
Those were our dogs. No, yeah. they couldn't make that trip.
They wouldn't have liked the heat. It was too hot for them.
So that was a quick recap.
Yes.
Maybe we should continue. So we went on a honeymoon, right?
We did go. Yeah, we went on a honeymoon.
I mean,
heck
I remember.
Yeah. No, I know you did.
For the sake of our conversation.
Yeah,
right?
We went on
Didn't
a honeymoon.
Didn't we go on a honeymoon?
Yes, yeah. We sure did. We island hopped right over to Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed at this super cool resort called One Hanalei, which I just fell in love with Princeville and that
whole area.
How did
we find that
area.
Resort? Did you find that resort?
I
Was
don't
it a recommendation?
Remember how we found it. That's a good question. I think our friend
it was
may
a recommendation.
Have recommended it. Yeah.
But it's fairly new. I think it's only a few years old. And
yeah,
the whole place is
it.
Like the most relaxing
it felt
location
like a
I've
spa.
Ever been on.
I had not slept that well. I can't even remember. I felt so rested and so at peace. Just being in the, like, surrounded by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And there were roosters and chickens everywhere.
Yes.
Roaming, living their happiest lives. It was so fun.
So the view is like Hanalei Bay and mm-hmm. then just gorgeous mountains coming up right from the shoreline. And then, like you said, just wildlife. Just is such a change
so
from
lush.
Oahu. So different from
yeah.
where we got married.
I would honestly live on one of those beach beds if I could. I would just camp there and that would be my home. And I would just live there happily.
That's a good goal to aspire to. I hope
yeah.
one day you
I hope
live
to
on
just
a beach bed.
Be a beach bum at Hanalei Bay. I don't think they'd like me there
That'd
every
be expensive
day.
If you were to
oh
live there.
Oh my gosh, yeah. They'd probably kick me out for loitering. But, oh, that's the dream.
Yeah,
it was. I have to build my own. Build
so,
my own beach
it was,
resort.
It was so nice. And then we came back to reality.
Yeah.
And the reality was we had to get back to work because we had 2 weeks of training. And then
we had to get ready to be in run-through shape for our shows in Japan.
That's right. We went back to Japan for a two-week tour. We did 6 shows in 2 cities.
So
it was
so fun.
Really fun.
So fun.
Love going to Japan any chance we get.
Mm-hmm. Got to perform with the Kodo Drummers, which we mentioned previously in mm-hmm. our last podcast, if you listened. If not, you can catch up on it and hear all about our trip to Japan. But yeah,
but
that was
we
a great
while we were in Japan,
trip.
We actually found out that we were going to go to Paris.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That was great news.
Like, we, this whole, like, idea of us going to Paris to get this Olympic gold medal that mm-hmm. we've been waiting on for 2.5 years wasn't even finalized until, like, a week before we left.
You know what? I'm just making the connection now. I think the best things come in 2-year periods of waiting. Our wedding, engagement. Our engagement, our wedding, and then waiting on our Olympic medal that 2 years. Is Isn't that sharp. Funny?
Yes, good. Good correlation.
The best things come to those who wait for 2 years, specifically. I don't know if there's any science behind that, but for this purpose.
Felt like so an sense. Olympic recap, if you will.
Oh, I will.
What was it like going to the Olympics, not having the pressure of competing, but being awarded a gold medal?
Not being a ball of anxiety? Oh my goodness.
Highly, highly recommend.
Highly if you ever recommend. Get the chance. Just go to an Olympics to just collect medals and not have to compete. I highly recommend.
No, but what about summer games versus winter? Because we've been to, multiple winter Olympics, but this was the first summer games we've been to.
I'm just going to say the most obvious thing. It was so much warmer.
The weather was great.
The weather was great.
It was pretty hot, though.
It was hot. You know, honestly, I have so much respect for all of the summer athletes who have to compete outdoors and are just at the whim of Mother Nature. It made me so grateful for our controlled environment and mm-hmm. the ice rink. There's no weather delay. You don't have to worry about if it's raining or sleeting or too hot. Like, it was, yeah, I'm grateful for our indoor ice arena. But it was so cool to be at the Summer Olympics and just get to witness the magnitude of it. It's so huge. There are venues everywhere. It felt like the Olympics was really alive again. There were mm-hmm. spectators. People were just enjoying everything about Paris, having a good time. The events were packed. It just, there was such an energy and a buzz alive in the city of Paris for the Olympics.
Outside of getting your medal, what was your favorite Olympic moment from the field of play?
Oh, wow. Well, we did get to go see the track and field live, which was incredibly cool. And Cindy McLaughlin ran right in front of us. And she ran so fast that I barely got the chance to like absorb her running by.
Well, but it was a world record, so it was literally the fastest time anyone's ever run 400 meters.
That
was
so impressive. Or just, she gapped everybody like crazy. And I was just like, how is, it didn't even look hard. It didn't even look like she was running that hard. And she was just kept accelerating, so that was pretty special. And what about you? What was your favorite?
You know, we didn't see a lot of events in person, mm-hmm. so except for that track and field. And during that track and field event, I fell in love with the javelin.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I caught that moment on video. I didn't even know what I was recording. I was just like, this guy looks good.
Oh my gosh.
And then I was videotaping, and it was like the Olympic record, world record throw. Yeah, Olympic record.
Arshad Nadim, the guy from Pakistan.
He was so good.
His story, I didn't even really do my research before, but like his village in Pakistan had fundraised so that they could like buy a new javelin for him. But just these smaller countries that have this Olympic glory, and then the way they treat the athlete, not just the way they treat the athlete, but the pride that they take in the athlete's accomplishment and the national pride that it brings. That's what I love the most about the Olympics.
It's so cool. It's so cool. I think I get chills just like thinking about it. And you start, not only do you root for your own country, but then when you hear the backstory of all of these incredible athletes, you cheer for them too, just as hard. It's so inspiring.
It's so inspiring.
I got bit. I came down with the Olympic fever. I was just buzzing. I love the Olympics, man.
Favorite meme of the Olympics. There were a lot of good memes at
the Turkish
Olympics.
Shooter, Turkish hands shooter. Down. Oh, no, also, Steve.
Steve
was
Netarazzi.
Just great.
Which one, though? He had so many, like,
When he was asleep, yeah, okay. When the sleeper one.
That's great.
But yeah, the Turkish shooter was great. He just, like, casually rolled out of bed and was like, I'm going to go to the Olympics today and win a medal. He was so good. What was a highlight for you? Like, what was your favorite part about not only, like, just being in Paris, because Paris itself is just such a magical city and we have so many wonderful memories from our previous trips to Paris, but what was like a real highlight for you?
Well, getting the gold medal.
Well, yes. Okay. Yes. Absolutely. That getting the gold medal underneath the Eiffel Tower is a huge highlight. So okay, definitely the biggest highlight. Yeah. That was incredible.
Yeah, so
like never could I have ever dreamed of that scenario like ever happening. Paris is one of my favorite cities too, and gold is one of my favorite colors. No, but seriously, to get like an Olympic medal, like something that we've worked our entire lives for, to have that moment with our teammates underneath the Eiffel Tower, like that was just a dream come true.
But first of all, like that whole day was crazy because the whole team was reunited for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah,
we hadn't seen each other since 2022.
So much has happened since then.
And so it was like a high school reunion or like a college reunion where you see everybody, and like now Maddie Hubbell is a mother and has a baby and brought Chloe.
Everyone and their families.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
We saw Vincent and he had like blonde hair and like he was so dripped out. Like his fashion style has just absolutely taken off. I feel he's just like completely just like blossomed into an incredible young artistic cool man, you know, like since obviously moving on from skating and going to college. And
yeah,
it's awesome to see. Like we bonded really well with these people at the Olympics, but more so after the Olympics at Stars on Ice. We toured around for like, I don't know, month and a half. And we drove around on tour buses, sleeper buses that we spent the night on and went from city to city and did these tours with.
That was my favorite tour.
Did these shows.
Ever. That was so fun.
The most fun and such a bonding experience. Yeah. And then we kind of all went our separate ways. Some people we've seen, but really most of them we haven't seen in 2 years.
Yeah, so I don't think we'll be reunited again in the foreseeable future. Sad. That I know. I remember there was like one last event that we were all going to, and I had this pang hit me, and I was like, I think this might be the last time we're all together. And everyone was like, oh no, it's just the beginning of the day. But it was like then.
For this trip, yeah.
Yeah, for that trip. Yeah. It was like then we all parted ways, and we didn't even like really get to say goodbye to each other, which maybe is for the best because it's never really goodbye. It's just till next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had a really fun day. We all like got bussed in. We went and did some media at like the NBC headquarters, did some interviews. And this is before we got the medal. Mm-hmm. So like we were all wearing our medal gear and just like anticipating. And
we started to see it. Every moment we got a little bit closer to the Eiffel Tower, a little bit closer, like the interview buildings. We could see it in the distance. And then we went to another building and we were right outside the Eiffel Tower.
It's
and
crazy.
All of a sudden we were right underneath it.
NBC was set up so well. Like, they had the best real estate. The Eiffel Tower was right there outside the
Prime
window.
Prime time. Yeah.
It was very, very
It didn't even look real. And when you're in some of, like, the backdrops, especially Mike Tirico's space right in front of the Eiffel Tower, it didn't even look real. It looked like it was a green screen backdrop. Like, it was too perfect.
It was crazy. And then when we had the actual ceremony, like, they dropped us off. We went inside. Our parents were already there waiting for us, and there was this like kind of waiting area backstage that had some champagne and some like little hors d'oeuvres, and it was so fancy and so nice.
I'm glad they got to experience that. It was so nice having our families there. That's one thing that in Beijing we wouldn't have even had the opportunity to share that moment with them. So honestly, waiting made it all that much more meaningful and sweeter that they could be there to share that moment with us. It was really, really special.
So we got some nice photos with them before, and then they took us down like down a flight of stairs, and they prepped us, and they showed us like the diagram of where we're supposed to stand and the order that we're all gonna stand in, and just the events.
And we got to see the medals all laid out on the trays.
Yes,
it was really cool. Reunited with Team Japan, who was also there.
There was so much ceremony to it that I almost got a little bit nervous because it was like I don't have to perform or anything, but I have to just not embarrass myself.
you don't
want to just be like, like falling on your face or like, you know, in front of everybody.
Or face the wrong way.
Or face the wrong way or whatever. But it was so fun. Like Champions Park was where we had the ceremony. And like you said, the Eiffel Tower is just right there. As soon as you walk out, there were thousands of fans there.
I honestly wasn't expecting for it to be so packed. Like, it was completely packed. I was like, figure skaters at the Summer Olympics, probably no one's gonna be that interested. All these cool summer sports are happening. And then we walk out and it's just like a full crowd of people. And then they started chanting USA, and it was so powerful and so moving that I got teary-eyed. I was emotional. I started crying.
I was crying too. I didn't think I was going to cry. Well, I didn't know if I was going to cry.
I was just so happy. I didn't know whether I would cry just because I was just like so happy.
Yeah.
But I guess they were happy tears.
It was just like the most emotional. Sort of like when you, life feels like a movie, because I've like imagined the moment so many times and I've seen other athletes have that podium moment so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And it then when like, it was happening to us or me, it was like,
it felt like what we always dreamed it would feel like. To like
comprehend that it was real, almost like.
I think that was what was so hard about leaving Beijing. Was like when we were in Beijing, and then we had learned that we won the medal. I was so looking forward to that moment because I had dreamed and dreamed about what it would feel like, and then I mean, waiting 2 years, it was fine. It was completely worth the wait. But then to finally feel that like dream come true of that moment and that feeling was crazy.
I know. Maybe it was kind of like compounded by the 2 year wait that it was even more overwhelming, because it just didn't feel real, even though we had been Olympic medalists, but not having the medal, like there was some kind of separation between like reality and what like it was on paper.
It just felt like a good, like, there was closure to those Olympics.
Yeah.
I always felt like the door was kind of open. There was some unfinished business. And like, of course, we take it year by year and we focus on our task at hand and our goals for the season. But now I really feel like there's closure over that last chapter and I can just fully move forward without any lingering from the past or any unfinished business. And it just feels really good to have that kind of cap to such a... like a memorable moment of our lives.
And yeah.
I'm really grateful for the closure of it all, I suppose.
Yeah. I'm so grateful for the experience. It wasn't even expected, right? Like we didn't even know we were going until like 5 days before we left. And then all of a sudden we had this magical experience in Paris. The
spontaneity of it all.
Got the medal and we had such a good time and we were so overjoyed. And
now I'm just so excited because we've got a whole nother Paralympics to watch. It's like reliving the like pride for the country, pride for these athletes, and learning their stories and seeing like what they go through to get to this stage and get to this moment. And I'm just so looking forward to watching the Paralympics and seeing these athletes have their moment, because it is so special and I just want to hear all of their stories. I want to cry with them. I want to laugh with them. I'm here for it.
We've had the privilege of getting to know a couple of the Paralympians through our time at Colorado Springs, like Alyssa Seeley, who will be running the
triathlon. Yes, let's go, Alyssa. We'll be cheering for you.
September 1st. And Oksana Masters. We don't know Oksana Masters. I would love to know Oksana Masters.
We know of her and her incredible story, and she's just a phenomenal athlete.
A winter and a summer Paralympic champion.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Crazy. And so inspirational. I've watched a lot of her podcasts and like borrow her tips and tricks and for her mindset when she races and like how she trains and pushes herself like past the limit, and that whole thing with the pain cave. Remember I was telling you about that
before? Yeah, I remember
how long
that.
Can you hang in the pain cave? I was like, oh, that's so badass. I'm gonna pretend I'm in the pain cave when I'm out there figure skating.
Sometimes it does feel like the pain cave.
It does
when you're gutting it, really it out.
Lactic acid does not discriminate by sport. No, but the Paralympics were so excited to watch, and we had such a good time in Paris getting to hear Brad Snyder speak to the Team USA house. Brad Snyder is a Paralympic champion. He is a veteran who was injured in Afghanistan and whose story is so inspirational. And he had such a great quote in Paris that resonated a lot. He said, "The Olympics shows what the physical body can do, and the Paralympics shows what the spirit can do."
Ugh. Incredible.
I'm kind of paraphrasing. I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
But that's the gist of it.
But he
has embodied the essence. Yes.
You talk about like...
with that quote.
People who have overcome so much adversity and have gotten to the highest level of sport. And it just brings so much inspiration. So
not even just the highest level of sport,
in front of
but
the TV.
Their highest level of self. Because you have to really push your body and mind to be the best in both facets and put those together at the right moment to just perform your best. And it's impressive.
I love it.
I love it.
So we were talking also about our kit that we got. because we were very fortunate to be given some of the Paris kit, which is awesome.
It was so exciting.
And then we were like admiring how well thought out the,
always, the kit is always.
For adaptive athletes too. Like they have all of the really
the magnetic zippers, details. The magnetic buckles that just are so easy to close. I'm like, wait, I want these in my everyday life because yeah. I fumble with a zipper and sometimes I'm like, I'm frustrated. Where's my magnetic zipper?
And a lot of like inspirational quotes and things will be written on the inside panel or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it'll also be written in Braille.
Yeah. Did you see the Olympic medals for the Paralympics? I mean, for the Paralympics, did you see?
I saw it on your story.
The Paralympic medals.
I saw it on your story. Yes. I saw that you posted it.
I posted it and they're so cool. It's so genius how well thought out it was to have the Braille on the back of the medal as an ode to the man who invented Braille, who is from France.
Oh man, the French are just like knocking it out of the park with reminders of how good French people are and like how much they've contributed to culture and history.
Mm-hmm. They understood all the assignments and have nailed them. A++.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what Paralympic sport are you most looking forward to watching?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, obviously the triathlon, because I'm going to be cheering on Alyssa. But then also, I really am excited to just see that wheelchair rugby.
Murder ball?
Murder ball. Is that what it's called?
That's its nickname. Yeah.
No. Oh my God. Well, that's aptly named.
We saw a murder ball, a wheelchair rugby scrimmage in Colorado Springs.
Yeah,
I remember. And we like sat in the front row and it's played on a basketball court.
These guys are just demolishing each other. Like,
it was absolutely wild. I could not believe like the vigor with which they go after one another.
And they're breaking a record because there's a first ever female rugby player on the rugby team. History being made.
Love that.
I absolutely love that.
I really like wheelchair basketball, obviously. Big basketball fan. Mm-hmm. But just seeing like the positioning and just like, I watched a little bit of the highlights today from USA's first game and also very excited to watch track and field. Been following
Hunter Woodall story. I'm definitely going to be watching him.
Big fan of all those guys. Nick Mayhew. Mm-hmm. I'm track and field is like, really like got under my skin when we went. And
that's another
always
thing.
Liked track and field.
I didn't realize.
Seeing it in person really was a game changer.
I didn't realize going to the actual track and field event, how many events are happening at once. It was so stimulating, almost overstimulating. Everywhere I looked, something was happening and I didn't want to miss a second of it, but your eyes are just darting back and forth. There's someone throwing the javelin. There's someone doing the long jump. There's hurdles happening. Then they're taking away the hurdles and resetting for sprints. And then there are what was the other one? No,
we saw the heptathlon. We saw the first day of the heptathlon. So those women are doing like four events.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, they must be tired.
All we have to do is one event.
And then do another three events.
Dang, it's so impressive.
It was great. Also, I felt like I was at the Quidditch World Cup just because it was so patriotic and everybody had their flag and their colors and it was just this like jovial like celebration where everybody was having the time of their lives and people were like camped out outside of this big Stade de France.
The stadium too looked like the Quidditch World Cup, how high it was and how the enclosure went.
It was great. It was big Quidditch World Cup vibes. Really enjoyed it.
We're Harry Potter fans, in case you didn't know that yet already.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously, at some point, we had to come back from Paris and, again, get back to...
back to reality.
It's like we have these wonderful, fabulous trips, and then we come back, and we love Montreal, and we love figure skating, but when you get back to the rink on Monday, and you, like, have 3.5 hours on the ice, and it's like, you're extremely tired.
You're just right back in
My legs are, like... shaking and I'm pouring sweat and I'm like,
but we had a camp to get ready for. We had 3 days before we went to Boston for our annual champs camp.
That's right.
Boston is where the world championships are going to be this coming March 2025.
Yeah, that's weird to say.
I almost said 2024, but then I was like, nope, don't do it. That's this year. Yeah. We're already in it.
Almost done with it.
But yeah, it was so great to be in Boston. Boston's such a cool city. So fun. Every time we go there, I wish we had more time to explore and walk around. But we actually went to debut our new programs and do our normal Champs Camp things. We did some media, but we were mainly there to show our programs and
it's like the get preseason some
feedback. It's preseason feedback
camp for Team USA athletes who are assigned to Grand Prix in the fall.
Yes.
So
we also did a show that was new this year. We
the Summer Sizzler.
The Summer Sizzler. Everybody, love the name. Not everybody, but a lot of the skaters were invited to participate and had a performance towards the end of camp, and it was great. It was packed. It was so exciting to perform and get to have that different side of camp.
Yeah, and then you know raise money for the athletes ultimately, which was just a great initiative, and I really appreciated that.
Great idea.
What would you say, like, was the feedback?
I had a lot of fun.
So we have two new programs that we've been working on, and this was sort of like we show them to a lot of judges and officials, and it's sort of the first impression, so it can be a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Because you've at this point, we've already committed to
the ideas, the song, concepts,
the choreography. Yeah. We've been working on them for, like, four or five months, and there have been Champs Camps in the past.
There
where we have
been.
Shown up, showed our new program, and they have been
less than enthused.
Well, I was going to say they've told us to change it, but that's not true. They
no,
never
they don't
have told
never,
us to change it.
They don't ever say change your program. They just kind of allude to the fact that maybe there's another vehicle out there that could be better for you and you should just need to find it.
So, like, it is a possibility that you could show up to Champs Camp and leave with a different program.
Or no program.
Or leave with no program. Show up with a program and leave with none.
But, you know, like, we joke, but it's all for the benefit of the athlete.
And oh, yeah. Anytime that's happened, it's been the right move.
Oh, absolutely. It's been the right call. And I think I'm just grateful that call wasn't needed to be made this season.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. No, but I'm actually really excited to debut our new programs. We got some good feedback at camp.
We've been working hard on
them. Excited at the direction that our programs are going in right now, and lots to look forward to as the season begins this fall.
What's on your schedule? Oh, did you want to talk about your fashion show moment that you just like, casually had last week?
I suppose so. Well, yes. So Matthew Carone, who makes our costumes, invited me to partake in this fashion show where he went to college at LaSalle College of Montreal, which is a very famous fashion school. And so I was one of, I think, 65 celebrity guests. Invited to do the show because it was their 65th anniversary. So they invited 65 designers.
Symbolic.
To showcase one of their designs.
And Mathieu then picked you?
Mathieu picked me.
Aww.
I'm so honored. And
you guys are like twin flames, both born on July 2nd.
Yes, we are. I wore the yellow dress that he designed and made for me last season.
The Queen.
The Queen program.
Yes.
So that was very excited. I will say it felt very strange at first to put my skating costume on and not
and
wear
heels.
My skates.
Yeah.
You just not
work that runway.
Woo. Oh. Thanks, babe. It was fun. I was a bit nervous because I was
really?
Like, oh, I don't usually like walk.
You looked so happy.
Heels.
Like
I
you
was
had a
happy.
Natural
it was
like
fun.
Joy coming out of you.
It was a really fun environment. Like Matthew and I just had so much fun together.
And you love fashion,
hair
right?
And makeup. I love fashion. I love seeing what everyone else was wearing. There were some really incredible creations there, and a lot of just really cool Montreal celebrities that I had never seen or met. The mayor of Montreal was there.
Valerie Plante?
She walked in the fashion show.
What?
She looked stunning. I told her she looked stunning and she was so nice.
Oh.
So big fan of the mayor.
It's nice. Like, is that your first time walking in a show?
Yeah. My
wow.
first time ever walking in a fashion show.
Hopefully not the last.
Hopefully not the last because I had such a good time. That was so fun.
Ugh, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, babe.
And thank you, Matthew, for making that happen. That was cool.
It was very, very fun.
So looking ahead, what's on the schedule?
Oh, well, we've got some competitions coming up.
The season is right around the corner.
Yes.
Funny how that happens.
You know, the summer just goes by and such a blur, such a blip. Well, not a blur, because I remember all of these highlights vividly. And
well, doing these
so
recaps
fun.
Is kind of helpful.
I love a summer recap. I wish we could do more summer recaps, but unfortunately,
next
there's
summer.
Only one summer a year.
So we've got Skate America. and mid-October, mm-hmm. and then we've got NHK Trophy in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
That's in November, mm-hmm. and then if all goes according to plan, Grand Prix Final in December.
Heck yes.
And then we have some shows around the holidays. We're gonna be in Vail, Colorado.
Yeah, we're doing a Christmas show.
On December 23rd and 24th. No, but I'm really excited for that. We haven't done a kind of like Christmas holiday show.
Oh, I love that. Is it weird that I'm already getting excited for the holidays?
No, it's not weird at all. I mean,
I love the holidays, though.
Holiday aficionado.
I mean, I don't think I'm quite ready for it to be cold yet. There's like a slight chill in the air some mornings. Yes, but I do love the holidays, and I love just like the coziness, the smells of cookies and turkeys and warm baked goods.
Your mom has a mean Christmas village collection too.
Oh, my mom is like the queen of Christmas. She loves Christmas. I remember when I was a kid, I remember her telling me one time that she wished she had like a storage room for all of her Christmas things and she could just roll her tree fully decorated in and out. I'm like, that would be such a good idea because it is such a pain, honestly. I don't know how she does it. She's like,
she labors.
She labors, and it is a labor of love because she just does it so well.
She enjoys
it. So charming. She does, but I'm sure she would love some help with it.
Well, this year we're going to be going home for Christmas, so she'll be very happy.
Yes, we'll help her. But by that time, she'll probably have already put it up in anticipation of our arrival.
So I feel like that's a great recap. We did the wedding, we did Japan, we did Paris, we did Boston.
And we even started talking about Christmas while
we just went through the whole all the seasons.
The whole year.
This has been an episode of Unlaced with Chalk and Bates. Please subscribe for future episodes. You can follow us on social media at Chalk Bates.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.